I'm happy to go by the okay.
Well, thank you. Just let me look at my document. Sorry. I guess the first question really is, what is your, okay, help first. Hello, nice to meet
you. Hello, Brian. Brian Yoon, are you not?
Yes, yeah.
Right. We've met before, I believe. Right. Yes, okay.
So my first question would be, what is your role as the Peer Tutoring Club advisor? And what are some possible things that maybe I can help with, especially with programs that I can make for the club?
Okay. Well, my role is as the advisor. The more that I have the students doing, the better. But as we got started in the program, it was basically a service whereby the high school kids would tutor middle school kids in subject areas that they were comfortable in doing it with. And one of the reasons for that is we feel that like they're just as qualified as an outside tutor to do it because they've been through these classes and they know the material and it's recent for them. And as we expanded the program a little, it became clear that a lot of the high school kids could tutor high school students as well, even if they're just a year ahead of them or so, if they're solid in the subjects that they tutor. So what I just try to do is to match the kids. Probably the only thing that I do that probably the kids themselves might struggle to do is I try to match the kids to the tutors and the tutees for what I feel would be a good match and a good combination.
My next question would relate to that matching task. Well, what are some problems with how fast that is done, or how organizing all these different students together and to pairing them? Is there any difficulty in that task that you face, or ways to make it faster or smoother, with the aid of a program?
Well, it's the aid of a program. I don't know if there could be too much. Probably the easiest thing to just for matching would be to somehow have some kind of a coding system where the days would match or the times that the kids are available to do it would match. Because, I mean, it doesn't take me forever to look and see if there's 20 kids and that are going to tutor and 20 kids that are going to be tutored to see who's available what day. But it might be, there probably could be a system where it'd be easier just to see that and match them up that way.
Sure. Okay.
And also by subject.
Right. Yeah.
So subject and days, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing I was thinking of, I guess, obviously, I mean, you might view some of them a bit repetitive, but just to make the program most kind of the sophisticated it can be.
Yeah.
The several things I was considering that, I was thinking more of this is more is this supposed to be how it works? But then I also want to present kind of what I think I have in mind.
Yeah, good.
And
yeah,
I just wanted to think, what you think? So I was thinking more of some kind of program where you can basically, so if you so you'll have a pool of tutors and pool of tutees, right?
Correct.
And then the thing is, if you want, let's say you have more, you have more tutors than tutees. Let's say you have 20, 20 tutees.
Which we do right now, yes.
And then you just, you just insert the, say it again. So if you have 20 tutees.
Take your time.
Yeah, if you have 20 tutees and 30 tutors.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Then you can just insert in the program, just you're going to, because you want to match all of them up, you just put 20. And then there, it's just the algorithm will sort it out. So then the 20 tutees and tutors will be matched in an instant. So
okay.
based on several factors.
Okay.
So
factors being
the time when they are available.
The day, yeah.
Right, day.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and the
time
subject
as well. It could be time as
right?
well.
Subject
they want to be tutored in, yeah.
What are some things that several factors that are important in
Yeah, case, well another one would be if you're looking at high school kids tutoring high school kids. Oh, also the tutor's preference and who they're going to tutor, because we had students sign up to be either tutor high school kids, or they would tutor middle school kids,
mm-hmm.
or they would tutor during the Panther block, or any combination of those three.
Mm.
So that would be another one, right?
Right.
So in terms of matching tutors to 2Ds, it would be either high school or middle school, right? Yeah.
Do you think also maybe like grade level preferences by the tutors could be a factor in kind of, because let's say if they prefer to be matched with like a sixth, seventh, or eighth grader over like a ninth grader.
If you can do that, yeah, that's good too, because mm-hmm. actually, obviously, if we have a ninth grade tutor, it's probably better for them to tutor a sixth or seventh grader than an eighth grader. If you have a ninth grader mm-hmm. who wants to be tutored, maybe better, not necessarily, but maybe better to have a 11th or 12th grader rather than a 10th grader. But yeah, so maybe like a preference,
Yeah, so I guess that's one part of the thing I was just overall thinking. Mm-hmm. And another thing I was thinking is because you're always going to get new students that are coming up with for like mm-hmm. tutoring and stuff. And then like, I mean, obviously, I guess the current system, and it's probably the right way to do it, but then like it's more of who showed interest first, right? For pairing two tutors and 2Ds right now?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as the 2Ts get a tutor assigned to them as soon as possible, because there's fewer of them and I can usually match them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think all the tutors so far were all there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Haven't had anybody straggle in and say, hey, I'd like, I want a tutor, what do I need to do? I haven't had that happen. So.
Yeah.
So in terms of it, like, preference for the tutors, they're all pretty much in the same boat because they all signed up at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
So back to the second part of the program I was kind of thinking of mm-hmm. is for the first one, it's when everyone just signs up and you match every single kind of 2T with the tutor, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you're going to get a lot of tutors left and there are going to be new 2Ts coming in, right? And obviously, like,
yes,
it totally makes sense that you just find whoever kind of works the best and match them, but I was just thinking of kind of just automating it. So there's like a ranking algorithm, again, with the same kind of way, and you just put the data in for this 2T,
mm-hmm.
and then you just get a ranking of which might be the best person for the...
Yeah.
Yeah, based on, again, all these same kind of factors.
Yeah, and that would probably be pretty accurate, mm-hmm. and of course, obviously, I'd look at it and say, well, that might not work because blah, blah, blah.
Right. Sure.
I don't know if a sixth grader mm-hmm. is going to say, I don't want to. That would give me the immediate information mm-hmm. about, and it would probably be pretty spot on, because at this point, right, there's only maybe one or two kids for each subject
another
kid wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was more thinking of it like a kind of like a, like, obviously, like, it can be all done right now, but like mm-hmm. easily, but I was just thinking it as more of like a kind of like another kind of just tool there, you know?
Yeah, tool there.
Like,
yeah,
there's just like a quantitative tool there, just so you can just, you know, just visually it helps. Yeah. And currently it's being tracked in Excel, is it?
Or is yes. It, how is it? Are you on that?
No. Okay, I just guessed.
Cause I can include you on that.
Yeah.
And actually, then you can take a look at it, and then you can build it anywhere you want, and then I have two basically documents to look at.
Because I was just thinking, like. This is another like sophistication I'll have to add, because I don't know how to do it yet, because we don't learn that much. But anyways, I was thinking, because obviously
you don't learn that much. What class is that?
Computer science. but the thing is, we download. I know it'll be much easier if I can just download the Excel data and then get it back out. So it's probably easier for you that way too. So
can I just send it to you though with like. Viewing rights?
I think,
is that okay?
Yeah, of course. This is more just like initial stage. Yeah, so it's not something big. It's just I was just asking about the general problem. But that should be it for today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll send you I'll share it with you, and you'd have viewing rights, okay?
Yeah.
And that's all you need anyway, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you can, the document will change going forward for me,
mm-hmm.
and then, but you do your own thing based on those viewing rights, and I can update that anytime I want for you, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yep.
That it?
So, yeah, that's it.
What a dude. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's pretty simple. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, that's right. The reason you don't have it. Yeah. I never rejected you as an officer because you had too much to do.
Yeah.
You had four people in editing, right?
Yeah, it's totally okay. Right. Yes. Okay.
I know.
See you.
I know. See you, buddy.